as it would suggest to them that the best thing that is ever going to happen was about to happen, the return of Christ. It should be blindingly obvious that beliefs of this sort will do little to help us create a durable future for ourselves, socially, economically, environmentally, or geopolitically. Imagine the consequences if any significant component of the US government actually believed that the world was about to end and that its ending would be glorious. The fact that nearly half of the American population apparently believes this, purely on the basis of religious dogma, should be considered a moral and intellectual emergency.
There are then people whose religious faith takes them right outside the enlightened consensus of my moral zeitgeist. They represent what I've called the dark side of religious absolutism, and they're often called extremists. But my point in this section is that even mild and moderate religion helps to provide the climate of faith in which extremism naturally flourishes. In July 2005, London was the victim of a concerted suicide bomb attack, 3 bombs in the subway and 1 in a bus. Not as bad as the 2001 attack on the World Trade Center, and certainly not as unexpected. Indeed, London had been braced for just such an event ever since Blair volunteered us as unwilling sidekicks in Bush's invasion of Iraq. Nevertheless, the London explosions horrified Britain. The newspapers were filled with agonized appraisals of what drove 4 young men to blow themselves up and take a lot of innocent people with them. The murderers were British citizens, cricket-loving, well-mannered, just the sort of young men whose company one might have enjoyed. Why did these cricket-loving young men do it? Unlike their Palestinian counterparts, or their kamikaze counterparts in Japan, or their Tamil Tiger counterparts in Sri Lanka, these human bombs had no expectation that their bereaved families would be lionized, looked after, or supported on martyrs' pensions. On the contrary, their relatives in some cases had to go into hiding. One of the men wantonly widowed his pregnant wife and orphaned his toddler. The action of these 4 young men has been nothing short of a disaster, not just for themselves and their victims, but for their families and for the whole Muslim community in Britain, which now faces a backlash. Only religious faith is a strong enough force to motivate such utter madness in otherwise sane and decent people. Once again, Sam Harris put the point with percipient bluntness, taking the example of the Al-Qaeda leader Osama bin Laden, who had nothing to do with the London bombings, by the way. Why would anyone want to destroy the World Trade Center and everybody in it? To call bin Laden evil is to evade our responsibility to give a proper answer to such an important question.
The answer to this question is obvious, if only because it has been patiently articulated ad nauseam by bin Laden himself. The answer is that men like bin Laden actually believe what they say they believe. They believe in the literal truth of the Quran. Why did 19 well-educated middle-class men trade their lives in this world for the privilege of killing thousands of our neighbours? Because they believed that they would go straight to paradise for doing so. It is rare to find the behaviour of humans so fully and satisfactorily explained. Why have we been so reluctant to accept this explanation?
The respected journalist Muriel Gray, writing in the Glasgow Herald on the 24th of July 2005, made a similar point, in this case with reference to the London bombings.
Everyone is being blamed, from the obvious villainous duo of George W. Bush and Tony Blair to the inaction of Muslim communities. But it's never been clearer that there is only one place to lay the blame, and it has ever been thus. The cause of all this misery, mayhem, violence, terror, and ignorance is, of course, religion itself. And if it seems ludicrous to have to state such an obvious reality, the fact is that the government and the media are doing a pretty good job of pretending that it isn't so.
Our Western politicians avoid mentioning the R word, religion, and instead characterize their battle as a war against terror, as though terror were a kind of spirit or force with a will and a mind of its own. Or they characterize terrorists as motivated by pure evil. But they are not motivated by evil. However misguided we may think them, they are motivated, like the Christian murderers of abortion doctors, by what they perceive to be righteousness, faithfully pursuing what their religion tells them. They're not psychotic, they're religious idealists who, by their own lights, are rational. They perceive their acts to be good, not because of some warped personal idiosyncrasy, and not because they've been possessed by Satan, but because they have been brought up from the cradle to have total and unquestioning faith.